Okay, let's continue with Acts 15. And from last week, I'll kind of go over a few of the things that we did last week, so that way you'll understand where we're coming from. So it was in Acts 15, 47 AD, the council at Jerusalem, that divided Christianity totally from Judaism, because the problem was, the dispute was, in this new church that at this point was built up mainly of Jewish converts, they were having a real problem with these Gentiles being let in, and it seems like that they didn't have to follow any of the laws of Moses and stuff that they had been doing for centuries, and so they had this problem. They were saying, no, they need to follow the laws of Moses, and then they can become Christians. The council decided that that was not the case, that it was only by faith that God gave the Holy Spirit and saved them. And so they came up with this letter, and these were not conditions of salvation. These were things to say. We need to start doing these things, or abstain from them, in order not to offend your Jewish brothers and sisters who have come into the faith, number one. And number two, begin your separation from your old way of life. If you continue to do these things, you might be tempted to be drawn back into your pagan worship. So it's better just to abstain from these things. So from last week, the letter says in verse 28, it says, "It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. You're to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, and from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things. Farewell." So last week we looked at food sacrificed to idols and sexual immorality, because there are several times in the Bible that these two things kind of happen in conjunction with each other. And I showed you in Revelation where Jesus had a couple of condemnations for two churches of the seven churches of Revelation that joined these things together. He condemned them for eating food sacrificed to idols and sexual immorality. So evidently there's a line that you can cross and fall back into this kind of worship. And the problem was that as people were eating this food sacrificed to idols, what they would do is take the animal to the priest at the pagan temple. The priest would slaughter it, cook it, eat some of it themselves, the priest, and give it back to the people to eat. That's no different than what God told Israel to do. Except that as people would eat this meat, they were deriving strength or wisdom or whatever from that pagan god. And so that was the issue there of eating meat sacrificed to idols. So they're saying abstain from that because it is not healthy, because you're worshiping another god. Idolatry. Okay? Now then, the reason sexual immorality was in there was that at the same time there were temple prostitutes. And most people partook of sex at the temple in order to derive fertility and virility. So that was all in the same thing. That's why these things were joined together in so many cases. So in 1 Corinthians, Paul warns the church at Corinth, which was almost totally Gentile, and these were the background, this is the background they were coming out of. They were doing all of these things. Okay? Pagan worship involved all of this. And so he wrote to them in 1 Corinthians 10 and 1 Corinthians 6 and warned them, don't wander off the path like the Israelites did. God told the Israelites, he gave them spiritual food, physical food, he gave them everything that they needed, and yet they continued, as they met other pagans, to fall back into idol worship, eating animals sacrificed to idols, and sexual immorality. That's exactly what he told them not to do, but that's exactly what they did. So Paul is saying, don't wander off the path like the Israelites did. Don't fall into those same things. However, the interesting thing was that he told them, he said, you know, we know that idols are meaningless. We know the one true God, and that idols are nothing but a block of wood or a piece of stone, and they are meaningless. You know the one true God. You also know that food sacrificed to that is meaningless also. It's no big deal if you do eat that, because in your heart, you're not worshiping that idol. So that's why he told them, if you find meat at the market that may have been sacrificed to an idol, don't worry about it. Or if you go to somebody's house and you happen to know that they bought it there, what does he tell them to do? Eat up. Eat up. You know that it's meaningless. Now then, it's again, that's pretty powerful for a Jew to be saying. A Jew that has converted to Christianity, who has grown up a perfect Jew, a Pharisee, Paul, saying that really there's no food that's unclean. Go ahead and eat up. That's tremendous. But what he says now, he makes a little distinction in 1 Corinthians 10. He says, now then, if this person that invites you over tells you that you're going to eat food sacrificed to this God, he says, refuse it then. Why? Because you're putting your God on the level of his God. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one true God, should never be put in that position. So he's saying that's when you should refuse. Otherwise, it's meaningless to you. So again, you're always looking out not to offend the other people, but at the same time, there is a point that you stand your ground. All right, so that was in 1 Corinthians 10, and he warned us too, in both places, we looked at 1 Corinthians 10 and 1 Corinthians 6. In both places, he said, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. So in Christ, we have tremendous freedom in Christ, but he's saying, things are permissible, but they may not be beneficial. There are things that may just not be helpful to us. So you need to watch for that. Don't use your freedom in Christ to indulge in sin. Don't use your freedom in Christ to flaunt it in front of other people. That is not wise. That's not looking out for the betterment of someone else. Then in 1 Corinthians 6, he tells us to flee from sexual immorality. So in both places, he's told us two things off of this list that the council at Jerusalem gave. Flee from idolatry and flee from sexual immorality. In 1 Corinthians 6, he says, you are a new temple. You're a new creation. Christ lives in you. If you lay with a prostitute, he says, you are fouling your own body, the temple of Christ. Don't do that. Flee from sexual immorality. So that was in 1 Corinthians 6. So that's where we looked at last week, and kind of the distinctions about where he was saying, you know, the law says, and you better watch it here, and be careful about when you do these things. So it's real interesting how he's writing to a Gentile church later, and it's after this letter from Jerusalem, and so they have this as support.